This is Coffee at KYUK, a conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining us for coffee here at KYUK is Ann Kosachev.
Good morning.
And Renee Thanis. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
That's good. And Ann?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful fall day.
All right, and can you each introduce yourselves and share your role in organizing these events and your roles over at the Southwest Alaska Arts Group?
Hey, this is Anne. I guess I call myself a major volunteer over at the Southwest Alaska Arts Group. I've been involved with the organization since about 2010. I'm a former board member, and I would say major volunteer at this point.
Sweet. Thank you. And Renee?
I would say the same for me. I've been involved with the Southwest Alaska Arts Group since its inception, both as Bethel Council on the Arts and Kuskokwim Art Guild. And right now, I'm mostly a volunteer and help out wherever possible.
Sweet. Thank you. And for those who may not be familiar, what is First Friday at the Gift Shop? And how does it work here in Bethel?
Oh, I'm very excited to talk about this. So we like to open up the gift shop later so people who work during the week and during the day can't get there during regular work hours. Mm-hmm. So it's open from 5 to 6:30. There's usually some really fun art out in the hallway. This week or next week, we're going to have some of the pieces that are finished for the auction. So you get a sneak preview of what's coming up in our big auction. Usually there's snacks and just a lot of fun.
For sure. Thank you. And Renee, anything to add?
No, it's like Ann said, it's a fun time to come see what's happening in the arts in Bethel and see the highlighted artist of the month or artists. Sometimes there's two. It's a great event to go to.
For sure. And where and when should people show up, and is there a cost to attend?
Oh, the first Friday is 100% free, and we even give you $5 off any purchase you make at the gift shop. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Cultural Center, mm-hmm. and you just walk in the door and expect a good time.
For sure. Thank you. And for the Steel Salmon Raven Auction and Dinner, and that will take place on October 18th.
Correct.
And can you tell us about the history of the Steel Salmon Raven Auction and what makes it special?
Renee, you're better at the history part.
Well, it started, we kind of stole the idea from Anchorage because they did the salmon thing, and I thought Shorty Salzburn, who cuts and has cut all of our salmon and raven all of these years and donated them to us, so big shout out to Shorty for doing that for us, and we give them to different artists and have them decorate them any way they want, and then we have them auctioned off. Now, we didn't used to have dinner. We slowly moved into that, and I'm happy to say that Tiffany is going to be being our chef this year, and it's going to be a great dinner. She's worked up a wonderful menu, and we have 10 ravens and 10 salmon in two different designs, and then lots of silent auction items as well that artists have donated through the year for. It's a fundraiser, of course, for the arts, and we really appreciate all of the support we get from the artists.
For sure. And will there be any unique highlights at this year's dinner, any special guests, performances, or even surprises?
Well, we have a couple new artists coming in. I don't want to spoil the surprise, I'll just say there's a really beautiful piece of glass, mm-hmm. that glass art that's coming in from a new artist to us. Mm-hmm. And the photos look amazing.
Nice.
And I'm very excited about that.
For sure.
And obviously we're going to have some pieces by John Oscar, Moses, mm-hmm. Tulum, several other new artists. I'm going through my head. I don't have a lot of ideas. Like, everybody's working on them. They're being, mm-hmm. very secretive about it. So
yeah, besides the new artists, are there any returning artists you know, that is taken part of this year's event.
Yeah, John Oscar is going to have a piece there. Moses Tulum, he does some wonderful wood carving. Teresa Markham is working on a piece. She did a really cute, fur parka piece last year. It was really fun. Renee, do you have the list in front of you?
Of course I don't, but okay. I know that Mandy Sorg is going to be doing a piece, and Penny Penlander did one, and you're doing one, I'm doing one. There's going to be an amazing variety of designs and styles there for people to choose from.
Oh, another wonderful returning artist who missed a few years is Marie Alfred. Okay. She does some driftwood art. And just they just look so striking with the stained wood and the
I didn't know that was a thing. Driftwood art. That's very interesting.
And so she told me yesterday the driftwood is from Macoriac. So who knows where this wood came from? Like there's no trees in Macoriac, so it came from somewhere else.
For sure. And how do the funds raised from this auction support your organization and the community as well?
Do you want to take
that? I think that what it mostly goes for is just operating costs because, you know, it costs to have us in the cultural center and we have employees, so it helps us fund that because we don't get funding from any other source. I mean, we're not a government agency unless we get a grant. So this fund makes it possible for us to be able to promote the arts and crafts and culture classes that we do. It helps us to put on First Fridays. It helps us to put on Chamai. It helps us to bring in performances from, like they just had the performance of, was it Three Step? What was
T3.
That, you know, all of these funds go kind of into thought and they help do, fund all of the projects that the art group does every year.
That's good, and that's great to hear. How can people get tickets if you guys are doing tickets this year for these events, and do they need to buy them ahead of time?
Very good questions. So we're going all virtual this year, no paper tickets. So we have a couple of ways you can get the tickets. You can go to the gift shop. If you really want to do it in person, you can go to the gift shop and Sugar can take you through the system. You can go to our website, swaagak.org, swagak.org, and there's a link in our events section to get one ticket, two tickets, or a table of six. And then you can also go on Facebook to our page on Facebook, SWAAG, SWAG, Southwest Alaska Arts Group. And there's also links there. But everything's virtual. If you need to pay with cash, then Sugar can take care of you at the gift shop. When the gift shop is in the Cultural Center, back at the end of the hallway in our cozy little corner.
For sure. And you said you've been a part of this organization since 2010, I believe, right? And Renee, and you've been a part of it since, you know, since its inception. Looking back behind, you know, past years, for the Steel Auction Salmon event, which art piece stuck out the most to you that you remember most?
You go first, Renee.
Of course you do that. I tell you, the series that Mandy Sorg has done over the years has been amazing. She has done the bones, the blood system, the muscles of each of the salmon, and now she's working on the raven. So it's like she's done a whole series that are phenomenal. And then I always love Marie Alfred's because she does these unique driftwood things, and generally she adds some ivory in there, some kind of accent piece. And I don't imagine that people remember, but Hector Lopez, who unfortunately passed away during COVID, would do these phenomenal paintings on his, and my husband loved them. He always bought them. So those are just pieces that come to my mind right away that I really loved.
Thank you, Renee, for sharing. Anne?
So the one that I always remember is, you know, I help out at the event, so I always think, well, I'm not going to get one of these because I'm helping, I'm working.
Yeah.
And there was this woven metal piece that I'm drawing a blank on her last name, Katie, who was a teacher. She wove some, like, flexible metal together and put it on the shape of the bigger salmon. And I was walking across the room, and it sort of called to me across the room, and my hand went up in the air, and I thought, well, what just happened? I just bit on this thing. So it was up on my wall for a really long time, just making me happy every day. And, you know, somehow also along the line, I got this collection of Moses Tulum's carvings from this auction. He's done these really beautiful pieces and donated them for our fundraisers, and he's been a part of the whole organization for a long time as well. I can't wait to see what he's doing this year.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Again, this is October 18, right?
Correct.
Steel Salmon.
Correct. Yeah, the doors open at 5, and the dinner is at 6, and you have to have a dinner, like, you get a dinner bracelet at the door. There's paper stuff at the door, but you don't have to walk in with any pieces of paper in your hand. So dinner's at 6, and you have to have a ticket for that, and then the auction starts at 7, and that's free to the public. Anybody can come in at 7 and see all the fun. And if you're not sure what it's all about, some unknown social media genie, probably Laura, put a video up from last year. And, you know, I was there, right? So I know what happened. And I was watching the video, and I thought, oh, man, this looks like a ton of fun. I want to go.
It happens. It'd be like that sometimes.
Wow. Really fun.
And why are events like these important for the arts community, you know, across the YK Tilton?
Well, so several reasons. Like, there's not a lot of money in the arts, and we are just so happy to have formed the Southwest Lhasa Arts Group in 2022. We've combined the Kuskokwim Art Guild and the Bethel Council on the Arts into one entity, hoping that it would make things simpler and less expensive and, you know, all the things that happen when you form a conglomerate like that. Mm-hmm. And we, as a result, have now a couple half-time paid people who can keep us on track and do all the things and do all the organizing, and that's their job. Mm-hmm. And that we're not just a bunch of volunteers running around trying to get things done. Like, most of us are, but we have two people who are really focused. And events like this help us pay them so that they can continue, and we can continue to support these wonderful artists out here in the Delta. So financial reasons is a big reason why these are important. The other thing that happens is, like, people get to meet their artist. So you buy this piece, and these do not go for a tiny bit of money. Like, $300 is probably the cheapest that it went for. And last year we had a $7,000 piece.
Wow.
I know. And that person who bought that got to meet the person who made it. Like, besides, I love this piece, I'm going to spend however much it takes to get it, she got to meet the person who bought it. Yeah, so that was a really fun moment for me. I'm like, oh gosh, you two are going to come together. So that, lots of reasons.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And Renee, anything to add?
I just really want to emphasize that we invite the public to come at 7. And even if you get something or if you don't get something, just to be a part of this, to enjoy the art that's there, to enjoy the people who come and are there, because it's a community event. You know, we want to involve as many of our community members out there in Bethel as possible. So just come and look. You don't have to buy. Just enjoy the art, enjoy the people that are there. And Anne was very eloquent about it. And that's all I got.
For sure. Thank you, Renee. And do you both have any stories of how these events have helped artists or connected the community in past years? I know you just mentioned that one story there, but do you guys have any more?
I do, actually. Okay. Also from last year. My brain's not that great about details further than a year ago, so this is what I got. So Mary Kate Dolan, who you may know, did a piece for us, like, an amazing piece.
I saw that. It was beautiful.
Yeah, last year. And she's an artist in her own right. Like, she's very humble about being an artist. And she said at the end of the show last year something along the lines of, I really feel like an artist. I feel like I have arrived in my artistry. So we supported her belief in herself as an artist. And we all knew she was an artist already, but somebody, you know, it's hard to get your wrap your own mind around that. And another funny story, and it's not real. This is just a funny story. There was a lady who, again, was an artist. She had a quilting shop. Like, she made these beautiful quilts. Mm-hmm. And she did a steel salmon for us, and she had put this beautiful, like, filigree design on it. And it was very striking, like, silver on black. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Really, it was really amazing. And she said she was petrified when it went up. She's like, she was just so embarrassed that she didn't think it was worthy. And I'm trying to support her. Like, absolutely. Like, get in here, girl. You're an artist. Mm-hmm. And so she left town soon after that, so I'm not sure how supported she felt. But, I mean, it's just, as an artist, it's hard initially to put your stuff out there. And we have a lot of first-time people for, like, a public event like this coming out. So I think just getting that part of your life over with and getting past all the anxiety and, like, oh, my gosh, what if they don't like it? Like, people are going to love it.
Yeah, it's that one huge step for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And Renee, anything to add?
No, I think that it does. I think what Anne said is very true. It really boosts you as an artist to know that people really enjoy your artwork and they want it.
For sure.
That's why you make it. So as an artist, it really is a good feeling.
Yeah, and the other thing is everyone does their own thing. So there's paint and there's fabric and there's wood and there's glass and there's, we haven't had a sculpture, but that might be coming.
Yeah.
And there's glass this year. So there's always something. And so just even if you're not an artist, you come and you look at these things and you think, oh, well, I could do something like that. So it's very inspirational for, you know, hobbyists that are leading into their artist side.
For sure. And, yeah, the diversity of the styles that people come with. It seems very, very fun and interesting. I may be attending this year.
Do it.
I didn't last year, but I am very, very interested in attending.
We're going to save you a seat.
For sure. All right, sweet. I'll hold you on to that. What's the best way for listeners to stay updated or even get involved, whether volunteering, donating, or even attending these two events coming up?
So Mary Horgan is our esteemed committee lead, and if you know her, you can talk to her. We have a list of volunteers, and you can sign up at the gift shop. It's probably the easiest way. The phone number there is 543-4585, and leave a message. You can get in touch with Laura Ellsworth, probably through our Facebook page might be the easiest way to get in touch with us.
And that's the Southwest Alaska Arts Group Facebook page.
Yeah, if you just, Okay. Yeah. Just Southwest Alaska, it should come up in that list. Anything else, Renee?
No, I think that's it.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Renee and Anne, for coming out to coffee this morning. Thank you for time. Again, October 3 is the first Friday at the gift shop, and October 18 is the steel salmon auction and dinner. Thank you both for coming on to coffee this morning.
Thank you, Matthew. It was really fun.
Thanks.
This is Coffee at KYUK.